A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PastorGreg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I'm very pleased to welcome to the program my next guest. He has written a book called Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers That You Should Know. He is also identifying for us why California needs Larry Elder, and I'm very glad for that. And he's got a whole lot of information at his site, CraigHuey.com, including recent articles like Military Force Vaccinations, Unfair Intimidation of Soldiers with Mandated Vaccinations, Genocide Ahead, Taliban Hunting for Christians, Seven Things Every American Should Know, and Dangerous, How H.R. 4 Will Federalize Elections, Destroying Election Integrity. Craig, welcome. Good to have you, man. I got to love these articles.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. It's great to be with you.
It is my sincere pleasure. And I just want to let you know that we are not politically correct on this program. And the left is the ones that have told us that everything that is in Scripture that we should be preaching about has suddenly become political and off limits. And they're the ones that tell us that we're supposed to say separate from the government, but the government can tell us how to run our religion and how to run our churches. And I say that's a bunch of nonsense. That's what I say.
Well, you're 100% right, Pastor Greg. And the fact is that Christians, we need to be able to vote for, not against, our values. And too many Christians either are not registered to vote, or if they're registered to vote, they don't vote. Mm-hmm. And so it's about 40% of the people in any church, they're not registered to vote. And that's the evangelical church,
right,
that will vote 83% conservative for their values. They'll vote for the persecuted church. They'll vote for Israel. They'll vote for Christian religious freedom. They'll vote for homeschooling. They'll vote their values. But too many don't vote. That's the sad part. And of course, the twin part of that, Pastor Greg, are the pastors. In this last election, most pastors never even mentioned there was an election, nonetheless, how to vote your values. I listened to three mega church services on election day, expecting these pastors to say, hey, you need to be able to vote for life. You need to be able to vote for protecting our religious liberty. They never even mentioned there was an election. And this is playing out right now in California in the recall election that you right. just mentioned.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you this because I this is my thought in part on this, and I've talked to some others that that agreed with this, and that is, I think that evangelicals think that there's a tribulation pass. It's kind of like a hall pass. It's like, well, you know, we're gonna get ejected out of here, and so you know, the worse that it gets, and if it gets really, really, really bad, then God's gonna come and clean it all up. And my Bible tells me that God plans on that we are supposed to be taking care of his property until he comes back. That's what my Bible says.
Absolutely. And just think of it this way. The scripture is clear. We are to be able to be salt and light. And how are you salt and light when you're silent, when God's given us an opportunity to vote our values? It's really an act of love, of reaching out in love to our neighbor as a Christian, instead of letting the people who hate Christianity, the people who hate religious liberty and hate the church, letting them control. That's not a form of love. That's bringing upon a persecution of God's people, and so we need to be able to do this. We have identified in California right now 2 million Christians, evangelical Christians, who say they love Jesus Christ. They believe he died for their sins. They believe he rose from the dead. They believe that by accepting him as their personal savior, they've been transformed, and they're not registered to vote. And so right now, we're trying to get these 2 million Christians register to vote in California so that they can vote in the recall against the most evil, corrupt, egocentric governor in the United States.
Well, and of course, Gavin Newsom has taken, you know, the Jerry Brown model and amped it up by about tenfold. It's just absolutely gone off the charts crazy over there, and I lived 40 years, folks. So just, you know, I'm not like somebody that you know, oh, I'm just looking at it and saying it's the left coast. No, I grew up there, spent 20 years growing up in the Bay Area, and then went back after spending 10 years here in Texas. Went back for another almost 20 years. I was there, Craig, when we voted on three different occasions to make a constitutional amendment that marriage would be between a man and a woman in California. And Californians overwhelmingly voted for that, that. And judicial activism shot it down.
It did. So that's a whole different story with the judicial activists. But it was really the church at that point when they saw marriage in danger, pastors who used to be silent weren't. Christians who would never volunteer, never donate, never pray about the elections, never would do anything, they started doing it, and they were able to get enough people out to vote, and so you saw people voting for marriage. And it's really God's people right now who are sitting back saying, well, my vote doesn't count, or the rapture is coming, or, you know, what difference can I make? You know, this is not a biblical worldview. We need to be part of making a difference, and we can through the voting process, you know, from the standpoint of Israel. I will bless those who bless thee, I'll curse those who curse thee. From the standpoint of right now in Afghanistan, we've got brothers and sisters in Christ being beheaded. We have brothers and sisters in Christ being rounded up in terror, killed with their family watching. You know, it is missionaries in hiding right now. You know, we need to be able to have a government policy that that looks at the church in Nigeria, looks yes. at the church in Indonesia, looks at the church in India that's being persecuted,
Absolutely.
And says, you know what? We're going to have a policy that's reaching out to protect these Christians who are being persecuted and try to give them protection. But our policy has been to turn a blind eye on religious freedom, and Christians sit back and they have their potluck and they ignore what's going on in the world. It's creeping closer and closer here. This lockdown was a reality. What's going on in Australia, where people can't even go out of their house, where they're living in terror in what's supposed to be a free yeah. country, Australia. I mean, America, with the amount of Christians, we could actually see school boards, city councils, county governments, state governments, a complete sweep, because the numbers and the power of the evangelical vote is so powerful. You know, Trump became president against Hillary Clinton, he was outspent dramatically.
Yep.
He was outmarketed dramatically. But he got the pastors, he got the Christians in those key swing states to do something that had not been done before. He got the people mobilized to go out and vote, and he won a miracle election, which put a temporary stop on some of that insanity.
On some of this insanity. Well, you know, Craig, and part of that was, of course, related to Mary Colbert's efforts to get Christians praying for President Trump, candidate Donald Trump at the time, due to the Trump prophecy that came out. And you know, and Kim Clement, who also, you know, before he passed, had prophesied years before that he saw Donald Trump being president. And I have to tell you, I was a Ted Cruz fan. And then I brought a bunch of people who personally knew Donald Trump to come on my program once he became the nominee. And then I saw in it a transformation, and God spoke to me in late 2016 that it was the prayers of his mother Mary that were manifesting in his life, and he became a much more devout Christian while he was in the White House. Very unique situation, but it was really cool to watch that. And go ahead, sir.
And let me just add to that. The reversal he did on protecting the unborn and trying to stop abortion, national policy and taxes, was incredible. And that's all been undone. And babies lives have died, are dying right now because of it. But he was able to protect a lot of the unborn just by his policies. I had mentioned about Christians across the world and a historic persecution of Christians, a historic number of martyrs.
Yes.
Well, under Trump, because Christians did vote, because of his policies, he was Sam Brownback and
Yes.
And Mike Pompeo created a whole conference throughout the presidency with a shift in U.S. policy to try to promote religious freedom worldwide. I was at those meetings where people who had been in jail and tortured were there testifying about what they went through and what needed to be done and how U.S. policy had changed. All that progress that was made, it was small steps, but it was progress, have been reversed now.
Well, and now, Craig, sorry, but now they're getting ready to put a radical Islamist who's memorized the jihad and is what they call a keeper of the Quran. They're getting ready to put him in as the ambassador at large, who will determine international religious freedom policy for the United States. Islam wants to wipe out Christians and Jews, folks. And the Biden administration is going to put this guy in charge of protecting and reflecting America's policy on religious freedom. What do you think is going to happen to Christians and Jews around the world with that kind of a person in that place?
it just should break every listener's heart, because you're talking about the blood of the martyrs. You're talking about not only putting a barrier against evangelism, an abandonment of those people seeking religious freedom, an abandonment of those people trying to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, an abandonment of people coming to the protection against unfair people, where churches are being burnt down, where pastors and fellowships are being locked up into prison, where people are being put to death because of their faith. And we need to be able to change this. And we change this with a vote. We change this at the local level. We change this at the national level. And everyone listening has the ability to go and reach out to Christians they know, family members, friends, neighbors, people in their church, to make sure that they do vote. What's going on right now in California, Pastor Greg, I think you'll find interesting. In Texas is doing it right with their tighter voter laws. There's 20 states that are tightening the voter laws.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the worst things that has happened to California and other states, in about 24 states, ballot harvest. Ballot harvesting is legal. Right. Texas is illegal. Other states is illegal. But in California, it was one of the states that's legal. And what ballot harvesting is, anybody can go and pick up ballots. And they can then take them to the poll or drop them in a voter box. And if they could drop in 100, 500, 1,000.
Right.
And in itself, it's not voter fraud, but it leads to voter fraud. So people will go out, and they'll go to nursing homes, and they'll pick up the ballot. Yeah. They'll go to apartment complexes, and they will pick up the ballot. They will go to a post office where people are going through the mail, and they'll pick up the ballot.
Well, and let me jump in and expand on. So, for example, in a nursing home, folks, you'll have someone that'll actually go in with ballots that are pre-filled out. Democrats are doing this consistently, pre-filled out, and they'll go from patient to patient and get them to basically just kind of, well, just sign right here, just agree to this right here, and you know, they're using those ballots. That's part of the harvesting that is going on, and then they're able to just dump those off without verification that the individual actually wanted that to be their vote, that the individual actually had an idea about it. We're back with more.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Craig Huey. You can follow Craig at Craig Huey, H-U-E-Y, just like it sounds, CraigHuey.com, CraigHuey.com. Craig, I'm going to go ahead and just bring this out, and I've said it before to my audience. I have no problem going on record with this. It just so frustrates me when I hear preachers say, well, I'm just going to talk about Jesus, and look, mm-hmm. I'm all about knowing mm-hmm. Jesus and making Him known. I'm all about that. But let's put it in context, because Jesus Christ died because of sin.
Yes.
And if we exclude sin from the conversation, and that is, sin is the real problem of what we're dealing with, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's abortion, whether it's adultery, whether it's lying, whether it's politicians that lie, cheat, steal, do all kinds of other, you know, stuff behind closed doors that is damaging and that they shouldn't be doing, quite frankly, as our representatives. It's all a sin issue. Jesus Christ died so that your old man might be crucified with him, so that you might live free from sin and death. That really is the good news.
It's the whole gospel, and it is the good news. And I think part of the problem is either these pastors are holding off talking about culture and political issues out of the fear of man, of what some donors or people in the church might think. Or number two, they're doing it because their theology is kind of guided by fear. And they just are fearful moving in that direction of talking about anything political. I've witnessed just recently a pastor who would integrate a whole view and talk about culture and political issues. He's transitioned out, and the new pastor coming in, the young pastor goes, I won't talk about political, or I won't talk about cultural. And he has watered down Bible studies that simply refuse to go where he needs to go and telling the full truth.
All right, there you go. Folks, we as believers have to step up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back right after this hour number two straight ahead. CraigHuey.com has been my guest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.